Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Easy, most known unknown Easy O. So this is the Easier Said and Done podcast coming at you again today. Hey, I'm getting better with this Blog Talk thing. Yeah, but nonetheless, it's going to be a short one today. I just wanted to touch on the J. Cole diss of Kendrick topic, and the reason I think he took his diss back, essentially. Now, so I think he should have publicized, so essentially he did this 7-minute drill against Kendrick, essentially, you know, jabbing back at him. It was light, if you heard of this. I'm not even sure if he took it down. You know what? Let me check real quick. I should have checked way before I got on this call with y'all, but let me check real quick. Nonetheless, he made a diss about Kendrick in response to the, was it Like That song from Future? I can't even remember the song from Future, man. I don't really listen to Future like that. I won't even lie to you. I will not lie to you. I stopped listening to him after he first came out, and he was, like, big, you know, like, after the Kelly Rowland track and everything like that. I kind of stopped listening to him, stopped paying attention to his music. The last song I listened to from him was Honest. And, you know, that's one of my favorite songs from him, but that's, like, the last song I listened to from him. So, no, it's still up. So he didn't delete it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe people told him, like, yo, don't delete the song, man. So it's, even though you might not like the fact that you went at Kendrick, don't delete the song. It was decent. He spoke a lot of truths in there. And I think the main reason why he got up on stage at his concert and pretty much told everybody, like, I felt like a sucker, I felt like cornball, you know what I'm saying, like, corny to me, was because at the end of the day, it wasn't him wanting to actually get into it with Kendrick. It was everybody else saying he should beef with Kendrick. Now, granted, you shouldn't make a response if you're not going to go all the way with it. And I think that's also a thing that kind of kept him out. Like, you know what? I already don't want to do this. And then if the gloves do come off, because we don't know where him and Kendrick could have took it, well, now you gotta go ahead and, you know, ice your homie. And, you know, a lot of the times I understand why they wouldn't do that. When beef happens, usually you guys aren't cool, you know what I'm saying, like, period. Like, the Jay-Z Nas beef, that they wasn't cool. 50 and Ja, they was never cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't cool from the start. You know what I'm saying? Now, eventually, Nas and Jay's beef, you know, it became what it was. You know, they cool now. But at first, they wasn't really, like, cool like that. Like, they knew each other, and it's like, who's going to take over the rap game type of deal. Now, I respect what Kendrick did with the song with Future. You know, he did say some stuff. I do think people kind of be hyping them songs sometimes too much. Like, the Control verse, phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? Like, but thing about that, J. Cole never really responded to that verse. J. Cole nor Drake really ever responded to him on that track, you know what I'm saying? Mostly every other person felt some type of way and responded. Big Sean ain't even respond to him. Big Crit ain't respond to him, really. So you got the most popular players that he named didn't really respond to him. Not even, you know, the subtle ones. But, you know, people that are lyricists really came at him and stuff like that. But it's obvious that J. Cole is just not on that type of time with anybody, really, as far as beef goes. Now, if he feels a certain way about you, then he will go at you. And I'm pretty sure he's most likely going to win. You know, and a lot of people, I mess with Kendrick. Sometimes I don't know what Kendrick is talking about. And maybe that's why his last album did do good, but didn't do as well as most people thought, because most people don't know what Kendrick be on a lot of the time. Like, yeah, if you ever watch a rap battle, there is occasionally a rap battle where the persons that are spitting some straight lyrical stuff, like so much to the point that it might be too fine-tuned that the audience won't catch it. But you will have audience members reacting to what was said, knowing they don't know what they was talking about. It's just off the hype. It's just off the strength. Just off of the person that they are. They respond to the lyrics, but they have no clue what the person is talking about. And so sometimes, unfortunately for myself, that is me with Kendrick. Sometimes I don't know what the man is referring to. Sometimes I don't get his rap, you know, but I will say he has had a lot of fire verses, you know what I'm saying? That DJ Khaled song where it was him and Cole and Crit on there, they all did great, but Kendrick is a very memorable verse. I actually remember his more than both Crit and Cole on that. Not to say that they verses weren't hard, I just remember him a little more. Maybe because he brought a different flavor to the track. It was supposed to be a country track, but then you hit him with the West Coast track, so West Coast part of the track. So maybe that's the reason why and stuff like that. But it does happen to Kendrick occasionally too. You know, I listen to Kendrick West Side Right on Time, and I like both him, even though Jeezy only got one verse on there, it still stuck with me. And Jeezy didn't really spit crazy. It just stuck. Sometimes what you do sticks with a person more than, you know, certain other people's, hearing certain other people's music and voices on the track. So in the end, I think J. Cole don't really have no animosity or not the strength to fight. And you don't really want to go into a fight that you don't want to fight. Like, you know, you really don't care if you win or lose, because it don't really mean much to you. At this point in time, I think J. Cole has found a success within himself to the point where he feels like, you know, I can go at Kendrick, and I did, but do I really care? I only responded because of the streets, and I shouldn't have responded to that pressure like that anyway. But I did respond. But now I don't feel like that was worth it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did it because people would say, you got to respond and stuff like that, but I don't really care. Essentially, he don't really care. So you're not going to get the best. I'm okay with him not responding anymore, because if Cole is going to go at Kendrick, I want the best Cole. If we really going to have this beef. And I think Drake did it right. He let an AI disc come out and be, before he ever dissed him, and now nobody really cares if Drake responds, because he kind of went in every category against Kendrick anyway. But if Drake responded, you know, Drake, I think, knows he got to keep going with it. So for the same, maybe the same reason, Drake hasn't responded. Cole shouldn't have responded if he knew he wasn't going to really be on it like that. I think that's where he messed up. But ultimately, he did respond. It was like, you know, I guess you just take it on the chin and you keep it moving. Because here's the thing for me. If I got a friend, which I'm assuming J. Cole feels like he's a, you know, like he said, he's a peer and stuff like that, and I really don't have no reason to go at you, even though you're stating in your raps like, I am that dude, I am him. I've already said the same things. I am him too. So what you essentially want, I know what Kendrick wants is, okay, well, show me you him. But it's like, I don't have to show you. The stuff speaks for itself. People mess with me because of who I am and what I am capable of and what I've done. So I don't really have to speak to it because it shows up in my music. I just want to do music. I want to be at peace. I don't really want to be involved in this stuff, but unfortunately, he did take the route of being involved. Now, you can't really take it back right afterwards. So, like I said, I don't rock with that part. Like, you just can't take it back, bro. I would just say never do it if that's going to be the case. But I think that's ultimately the reason why he said what he said and he felt the way he felt, because it's like, it's forced. it's forced that I'm doing this. It's not really, I don't really care to respond to him. And if that, be honest, if he didn't respond to it, it would have died down eventually. Eventually, people would have been like, oh, well, you know, obviously you either cooked him or they would have just said, well, I guess he just didn't feel like responding. Like, you don't have to respond anymore nowadays to this and stuff like that. It's not going to do anything to affect your career or anything like that anyway. And I'm pretty sure he won't worry about no damage to his career. What he spoke was facts on the song. But at the same time, I understand. Like, it's like, you know, I kind of already won my championship. So do I really need to do a response to what you did? No. And, you know, people are going to come at him and say he does need to respond in kind. And he doesn't have to. At the end of the day, you're Cole. He's Kendrick. That's Drake. Those are three names that's going to be remembered regardless. Now, does everybody remember Nas's Ether when he was going at Jay? Of course everybody remembers Nas's Ether. But where's Jay right now? Is Jay still doing Jay things? Yeah. Is Nas still doing Nas things? Yeah. So at the end of the day, they both won. In an era where you really was going to be done if you got messed up, you know what I'm saying? In this era, it don't really affect anybody, the beef, you know what I'm saying? It's fun, it's good to see, it challenges people, but sometimes people don't care to be challenged, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you win, or when you felt like you won, because you can't wait on society to tell you you won. If you wait on society to tell you you won in a rap game, you're gonna be messed up. If you felt like you won already, then there really ain't much to do. There really ain't no reason to go at your mans because it doesn't make sense. But nonetheless, like I said, he probably should have been smarter about the way he did stuff. I probably wouldn't have did this, even if people wanted me to, and I would explain, you know, why, like, look, I'm not feeling it. I'm not messing with it. You know what I'm saying? I can't come in the man, but it don't make no sense to me. And I think real Cole fans understand that, and they still rock with him. I do think they probably was like, well, you probably shouldn't have done that, but at the same time, they respect his wishes and understand where he's coming from with everything. So that's my take on that. Y'all let me know what y'all think. I do think Kendrick does kind of do this occasionally, and maybe it is to, like, keep hip-hop alive, you know what I'm saying, it ain't no big three, it's just big me. Like, come at me if y'all feel that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do think Drake, Cole, and Kendrick on the track will be freaking phenomenal. It just depends on how they do it, you know? So, yeah, y'all let me know what y'all thoughts is, because I think this could work in their favor to where we might finally get that album, you know, of those two. I would like to see that more than anything. I would like to see that from Kendrick and J. Cole, that duo album. Go at each other like that. Really do that competition stuff on some Locks, Dipset type stuff. Like, let's see that. If you don't want to do the beef stuff, that's fine. Get the album going. Or get a mixtape going, something like that. You know, put out something where y'all both are challenging each other on the track, and let's call it. Hit the Lloyd Banks Fabulous button, you know what I'm saying? Or the Jada and Fabulous button, you know what I'm saying? And y'all, you know, just let me know what y'all think about that, what y'all think about this situation. It's your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy Oso. This is an Easier Said Than Done podcast. I'll holler at y'all later.